T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Memorial service for George Floyd in Minneapolis. We have the story.
Two men arrested, then released after being suspected of using social media to encourage others to riot in Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Big protest in Garden City. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. You almost have to double-check the calendar. It feels more like July and August than early June, but the heat is going to continue throughout the rest of today and right on into Saturday and Sunday. Our complete forecast is coming up.
A memorial was held for George Floyd Thursday in Minneapolis, where just blocks away, three police officers charged in his death appeared in court at a bail hearing.
Family members tried to paint a picture of who George Floyd was. Other speakers tried to use his death as a catalyst to motivate change. Three of the officers charged with aiding and abetting in the murder of George Floyd had a bond hearing. Two Tau, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane saw their bond reduced from $1 million to $750,000. An attorney for Lane, a rookie officer, says Lane twice tried to convince Derek Chauvin to move George Floyd.
Fox's Mike Tobin reporting there.
Wichita police arrested two men after receiving information about a social media post apparently encouraging others to riot and cause violence.
Police issued a statement Thursday morning saying the pair were responsible for the viral post and arrested them on suspicion of incitement to riot. The family of one of the men said he shared the post to speak out against the violence. Both men were released from jail after some city officials came to their defense. City Council member Brandon Johnson tells KSN News he doesn't understand why the men were arrested.
So that is the outcry that I heard from the community, in which I agree. I'm interested to see the evidence that shows that this was intentionally created on Snapchat, because that's where the picture that was shared was.
Police say no charges have been filed, but the case remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A big crowd protesting police brutality in a small Kansas community. Kansas News Service reports more than 1,000 people demonstrated Wednesday in Garden City. Roughly 26,000 people live in the city in western Kansas. A high school senior organized the protest. Demonstrators marched around a Garden City park and chanted, "I can't breathe." Protests around the world, of course, sparked by the death of George Floyd.
And Floyd protests in New York City dispersed late yesterday without police making mass arrests, despite demonstrators violating curfew.
It started a little rough, some pushing and shoving at the beginning. They were telling people to please go home. They had been following this group of 200 protesters throughout Brooklyn for a couple of hours. And then it was seemingly, amazingly, good news, it de-escalated. After the NYPD sandwiched them in between an avenue, a supervisor told them, "Look, we're going to let you guys go, but please go home." And at that point, protesters started filing out and going home. A de-escalation moment that, frankly, is good news.
That's Fox's Brian Lianis reporting.
Protests that devolve into looting and arson have many business owners and community leaders concerned. Some of them are talking about taking matters into their own hands to protect their properties. But should they?
Former NYPD officer and martial arts expert Gary Moskowitz says business owners are calling him asking for training so they can protect their stores. But he warns that might actually backfire on them.
They've been fighting since they're in the womb, basically. You know, they grew up in violent areas. The everyday person here is not able to confront them. And they're going to wind up getting hurt or picking up a weapon, hurting them, possibly being charged for that, and then getting hurt even more than that by having their neighbors destroyed.
Moskowitz says the best defense against looting is aggressive arresting of lawbreakers by the police. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
NASCAR fleshing out more of its schedule, and Kansas is now on the list. We'll Talk about that coming up in sports.
What impact is the pandemic having on the economy in South Central Kansas? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. What impact is the coronavirus pandemic having on the economy in South Central Kansas? Economist Jeremy Hill tells KNSS News, we're definitely in a recession, but not a depression.
I don't think that's the case either. When we think about the Great Depression, which goes back quite a bit, we look at depressions in other countries, it is really stagnant for a long, long period of time. I don't think that's the case because we already saw, you know, markets starting to open up, you know, the last couple of weeks, and expect more to happen.
Jeremy Hill, our executive director of the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State University. He's our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A new study finds many of the nation's public schools are in need of major repairs.
Classes have been out for most schools since the coronavirus outbreak took hold in the U.S. back in March. A new study shows about
half
could
road
use
construction
repairs
once
and
again
a
this morning,
while
southbound
students are away.
On I-135 ramp
from the
to
government
eastbound Kellogg closed from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Traffic
air
update
conditioning.
From 98.7
and 1330
Rhode
KNSS.
A ventilation system chambers. That's nearly a century old. The new study also claims many schools have put off such upgrades to improve security in case of a school shooting. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And a new study claims autonomous vehicles will not make roads completely safe.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety study says that while self-driving vehicle technology has great promise to reduce crashes, that it may not be able to prevent all crashes caused by humans, and that while autonomous vehicles eventually will identify more hazards and react faster than distracted humans, that it's only enough to prevent about one-third of roadway crashes that auto safety experts say are caused by humans. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve Ed.
Once again today, we've got a road closure going to happen, or a ramp closure going to happen. Southbound I-135 ramp to eastbound Kellogg, and is going to close at 9 a.m. this morning and reopen by 3 p.m. Everything going to plan. Traffic update from 98.7. And 1330 KNSS, I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is warm and humid here in South Central Kansas, and hot weather is back again today. Temperatures will likely be in the low 90s by the time we head to lunch, 98 for the high this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 72. Breezy, hot again on Saturday with a high in the mid-90s, 95 and windy on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 76 degrees. We have an east wind at 5 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And you can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Coming up at 7 o'clock on a Sunday night here on KNSS, John Whitmer Show. And John is with us this morning. Give us our Friday preview of what's going to be on the John Whitmer Show this weekend. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you this morning,
I
Steve?
I have this feeling that you're sitting there in a big tub of cool water with sudsy bubbles all around you, rubber ducky right now, trying to keep cool, right?
The fact that you are visualizing me in tubs of bubble water, that's
trouble.
Please don't ever do that again. Please.
Thank you.
Please. Yeah. Do not. Yeah. No, don't do that again.
So what you're saying is we can't unthink that picture then, huh?
It's just the idea that you're doing it that's
right,
really disturbing.
Right. That's sick.
The image, set aside the image, it's that you're doing it
okay.
That bothers me.
All right, that's fine. Okay, so we got to Sunday night. You're going to be talking about the legislative session coming to an end here in Kansas. You served in the legislature, and that's got to be a lot of fun up there. As soon as they hit that final gavel, everybody heads for the bars, right?
Well, yeah, we do. It's fun to be up there. It's definitely a challenge. It's an honor to serve. You know, if you look at the number of people who've actually sat, one of the things I did early on is look at the number of people who actually served in the district that I served in. It's a very small number of people. So it's a privilege. It's an honor to serve. Yes, so the minute they're done, now it's they switch gears. Now everybody's in campaign mode. So that's really the transition. They start all the fundraising letters go out. All of the, you know, you start going door knocking, and they've already started that in many cases. I've talked to a lot of candidates, and it's going to be interesting this year because the reactions have been mixed when candidates are at people's doors. Sometimes people are glad to have them there, but there's a good chunk of our population that I don't think is quite ready to have people knocking on their doors yet. So it's going to be interesting, but we'll talk with Representative Blake Carpenter this weekend, and we'll get a little bit of a wrap up of the special session, but we're also going to look at every race, look at the different races. The one thing that's different this year, every Democrat member of the Kansas House has an opponent, has a Republican opponent. It's the first time it's happened, I think, in 20 years. So at least there's going to be an option and this time coming up. So that's something that's different, and I'm kind of glad to see that. The voters have a choice, which is always good.
Do you have any feelings about this voting by mail, John?
You know, we're going to actually have a guest on, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, we're going to talk about the voting by mail. We do a really good job of that here in Kansas. And I think I served on the election committee my first year in the legislature. There's absolutely a need for it for folks who can't get to the polls or folks who need to, you know, they're absentee or those who deployed overseas. Medically, folks who are stuck at home, things like that. I think there's absolutely a need for it. The problem with it, however, is with all mail-in balloting, there's a thing called vote harvesting where people can collect your ballot for you and I'll quote-unquote deliver it to the polls. There's just a real increase, dramatic increased chance of fraud. So I think where you have legitimate areas of mail-in ballot where it's requested by the voter and then it's sent to that voter, that's one thing. But sending them out to all registered voters that don't ask for them, that just too much interest, opportunity for fraud there. So we'll talk about it. I've got a guest, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. We'll actually discuss that, ironically, that you brought it up.
Is there a history of that? I don't see a history of anybody doing that.
Actually, they've got right now there's 1,300 documented cases of voter fraud nationwide. And I don't mean individual cases. I mean 1,300 incidents. Just look at this last election in Wisconsin. They had a special election to replace their congressional candidate. They had to throw out the election results. They found tubs of mail-in ballots after the fact that had been just left that the post office forgot to process. So, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities, rather, for voter fraud with all mail-in balloting. It's not necessary. Wisconsin just had their primary recently, and they were able to conduct a primary during this pandemic. And frankly, I think it is something that we can do safely without having to risk doing all in mail-in vote. It's just not necessary. Keep in mind, you know, people are so worried about the coronavirus that we have to mail in ballots, but they're not so worried about the coronavirus that we can't have thousands of people protesting downtown cities right now. So
coming through a tough week, no doubt about it, for the country and also for Wichita. But although our problems here don't seem to be as bad as they are in some of these big cities as far as the looting. I mean, the protesters have been pretty good. The looters, that's another story.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that this Sunday. I've got a couple of different guests come on, and including actually Dr. Robert Jeffress, who's President Trump's faith advisor. We're going to talk to him about, you know, the president's the trip that he took across the street to the church that was set on fire. And we're going to talk a little bit about the protesters and the rioters and the difference between the two. I've got a sociologist, actually, a nationally known sociologist, and we'll talk a little bit about the rioting and the looting and the difference. But, yeah, you know, the one thing that's sad, all of this is going on. What happened to George Floyd was a tragedy, and then you have groups that are taking that tragedy and using it for their own purposes, and then the message gets lost in there. And so that's the tragedy here. At the same time, all lives matter, including blue lives, and we've got some great police officers in Wichita, and I don't think we need to be necessarily bringing down the Wichita PD, which do a great job, in my opinion.
All right, so are you going to take any phone calls Sunday night?
None from you.
Okay.
Because I'm still stuck on the whole bathtub thing.
Yeah.
But anybody else who wants to call, we'd love to hear from them.
So you kind of seems like you're kind of resentful about me painting that picture of you.
Mm. I don't know if I'm going to get past that one, actually. Hopefully by next Friday I will have gotten past that image.
This is part of being in radio, okay? I paint an image of you, and of course my image for most folks is that I'm 6'4", I have shoulders that are 4 feet wide. I have curly blonde hair, right, Ted? Am I about right on this?
No, that's not our image.
Not your...
No. Oh.
Yeah, no, no. You have
that's,
you
that's
may
your
have
image.
That blonde hair.
Yeah, my image.
Of your years since you've had curly blonde hair.
Yours, not ours.
Pal, I have never had curly blonde hair. Hair has not been my strong suit. Okay?
You've had curly blonde hair.
Let me tell you, John, God just gives a man so many hormones, okay? Male hormones. If you want to waste yours growing hair, that's your business, okay? John Whitmer, Sunday night at 7, right here on KNSS. He'll be doing that show from the tub. 8:17 now, Stephen. A little rough, wasn't it? All right. Stephen Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for sports with Ted Woodward here on this Friday morning.
Yep. We've been talking the last couple of days about New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Now he has walked back a statement that he made recently about those who kneel during the national anthem. Did get some reaction yesterday from a former teammate of his and a guy who played for the Kansas City Chiefs, wide receiver Joe Horn, who did speak up in support of his former teammate, Drew Brees. Some comments from Joe Horn on Spain and Company, ESPN Radio, over on Sports Radio KFH.
What he said was wrong at the wrong time. And all I wanted to do was tell the black community, and I call New Orleans my city, because I've been granted that city from the people there, I believe, my race there. So I say my city because I wanted them to say, wait a minute, guys, this man has done a lot. He doesn't have to do anything for the black community. Don't get it wrong. When Drew Brees throws touchdowns and he puts people in the seats, he's doing his job. He makes his millions of dollars, and he doesn't have to go if he doesn't want to go and do things and give back, but he does. Now, yeah, give him an opportunity to come back and at least tell you all he's sorry.
Joe Horn, some comments from a former teammate of Drew Brees. National Basketball Association, the NBA, has pretty much got a plan in place now to come back and finish its season, starting in Orlando in late July to get the season going again. Here's some comments from Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider.
There's going to be a high level of competition. And we're going to be watching games where guys are going to be doing spectacular stuff. And it's going to feel a little different for a while because they're going to be doing it in an empty gym. But we're still going to see tremendous things. And I promise you, ESPN and TNT, they're going to put on a good television product. It's going to look a little different, but they're going to put on a good television product. And they're going to still play the music. And Charles and those guys are still going to be on the pregame show. And, you know, we're still going to have Mike Breen saying bang when a guy hits a big shot. The juices are going to flow again for those big games.
There you go. The NBA getting things revved up again, but not until late July. NASCAR fleshing out more of its upcoming schedule into the summer, and Kansas is now on the list.
The NASCAR Cup Series will head to Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania as hoped, set to hold their doubleheader June 27th and 28th, part of a new slate of races confirmed by NASCAR on Thursday. The Premier Circuit will then head to Indianapolis for the Brickyard 400 on July 5th, then racing at Kentucky the following weekend. The Cup Series returns to Charlotte July 15th for the All-Star Race before heading to Texas Motor Speedway for racing on the 19th. That's followed by action at Kansas Speedway 4 days later, then a go-around at New Hampshire on August 2nd. These races all likely to take place without spectators on hand. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
All right, so NASCAR's got the Kansas Speedway down for a race in late July. So keep that in mind as we go forward, as NASCAR continues. We've had a great time all week long bringing you classic games for the Shocker baseball team from the 1989 College World Series in Omaha. All five Shocker wins, we've been able to rebroadcast them all this week over on Sports Radio KFH. We've already got two Shocker wins over Arkansas. The last two nights, we've listened to two Shocker wins over top seed Florida State. Hey, there's only one game left. And here we'll finish out the week on Friday with that game. Wichita State versus the Texas Longhorns in the national championship game from 1989. Of course, Mike Kennedy had the classic call on those broadcasts.
To the third baseman, he drops the ball. Here comes Jones home, flies. Safe, what a close play. Oh, my. Texas screwed up the rundown.
Mike,
listen
Kennedy
to that crowd.
Oh,
man.
I know. It was just such an amped atmosphere
Wow.
up there for that game.
Wow.
Wichita State and Texas.
And you get to listen to the whole game. We have a broadcast in its entirety beginning at 6 o'clock tonight. That's over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM, right after the drive with Bob and Jeff over on Sports Radio KFH. Remember that these games were originally broadcast live in June of 1989. They haven't been heard on the radio since. They've been on cassette tapes in Mike Kennedy's garage.
That's a great story.
So, yeah, in the last few weeks, yeah. Our program director, Tony Dusing, digitized them and got them ready for air. And
right.
Here we are 31 years later, and we're getting to listen to these games in their entirety for the first time in 3 decades.
Yeah.
Once again, Shockers in Texas, national championship game in college baseball, 6 o'clock tonight. Mike Kennedy with the call, and you can listen to the whole game over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. That'll be fun tonight. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
And keep it here for the 8:22 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute coming up. Talk of defunding police. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.